A newly released report confirms there are more people living on the streets of Seattle and King County. But overall, the rate of growth in the homeless population appears to be slowing. KUOW's Kate Walters has the results from the latest homeless count.
On a single night this January, more than 12,000 people were counted as homeless throughout Seattle and King County. That includes people living on the street, in tents, in cars, and in shelters. Kira Zastra is with All Home King County, the group that runs the count. She says this is an increase over last year's tally, but it's a small one at only 4%.
It's progress. It's not the kind of progress we all want to see. I see our entire community extremely frustrated by this crisis. I'm extremely frustrated by this crisis.
Zastra says city and county services are getting people into housing, but demand continues to outpace the resources. Of those who were homeless during the count, more were living on the streets, especially in cars, than in shelters, a change from last year. Zastra says more housing is needed so people have somewhere to go. But it's not all bad news. Zastra says this year saw some successes, especially with programs that had federal or state support.
Among veterans, we saw a decline by 31% overall. This is the biggest decline for a specific population that we've seen for a great number of years.
There was also a slight decrease in the number of families with children counted this year over last year and for unaccompanied minors. The one-night count numbers are just a snapshot. Throughout 2017, nearly 30,000 people experienced homelessness in the county. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.